Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Old Moon Podcast, episode 68. First try, didn't even have to ask Jay. No problems. I'm your host, Blue Squadron, where we're going to talk about the state of the game and some of the major topics players are talking about. I'm joined on the, as always, by Jay-kun.
Hi, my name is Jay-kun. I'm an Awakening Wisdomane, potentially a new Awakening Dosomane in the future. I've been spending quite a bit of time not in BDO, in the new Path of Exile League, and you can find me over at twitch.tv/JKinBT, B before the T.
All right, and my boy, the Blonde Bear.
Hello, I'm Blonde Bear. You can catch me at twitch.tv/BlondeBear, where, you know, we play BDO, and we play other games, and we have fun.
All right.
And he likes to party, yo.
And I like to party.
Okay. Well, we were going to talk about Dosa Awakening first, but I feel like I'm going to table that because now I want to know what Blonde has to say about this, because we were going to talk. We were talking just before the podcast about how the United Nations podcast went last night. And Blonde said he had some things to add about it. Blonde, do you want to share your thoughts on kind of
I was just curious if you wanted to, because I haven't gotten to watch the podcast, but I've talked to a lot of different people. I've seen a lot of commentary. I was curious what happened in the, if you want to like summarize for those that didn't watch.
That. So the United Nations.
What happened?
Yeah, the entire idea behind the United Nations podcast is that we bring the community together internationally. So we bring Korea in. This time we actually had more regions represented than we've ever had. Almost every region that plays Black Desert was represented here. Sadly, we did not get an Asia representative. Ham454 wasn't able to show. Annie, Steven, sadly, aren't playing as actively right now. So, like, it was tough to find an Asia representative. But I digress. This time we had NA, EU, so North America, Europe, South America was represented for the first time. Console was represented. Korea was represented as well. So we had a lot of representatives. We also had Divius there. Helping represent North America there for us. And we talked about, we had all the different chats on the screen, and we have translators that kind of translate for us, and so that everybody can have a discussion about worldwide, how we feel about the current state of the game. And worldwide, it is unanimous that people are not happy with the state of Black Desert Online. TVE players are not happy. Progression players are not happy. Life skillers aren't happy. And most of all, PvPers are not happy. Most of the discussion had to do with progression in PvE. But we did talk about PvP at the very start because I kind of wanted to get it out of the way early so it didn't dominate the whole podcast. But Blonde, you had some thoughts on it. What were your thoughts?
I mean, I don't know. It just feels like it's just a bunch of doomer talk. I've seen multiple different Reddit threads and different stuff where the concept is, oh, well, you know, it's a lot of content creators and endgame players complaining. Players that haven't had their ceiling massively increased, so there's not really an incentive to grind, so people are upset. And I feel like that's just kind of just what it is. It's like the target audience for a long time for BDO has always been the middle ground player base, and the concept of getting rid of this like need to constantly grind or the need to constantly progress, and by giving so many items and gear and upgrades that like kind of come free, they kind of want to like just let you have an easy time. You log in, you play a little bit, you log off, or you do some life skills after grinding a little bit. I think that's like what they're really aiming for, and I feel like a lot of players are just kind of upset that they're not the target audience, and I think that's what it boils down to. Now, I'm not going to disagree. I think the PvP scene is kind of royally messed up, and it has been for a hot minute. But I feel like it's a lot of people who the last straw was like 3 or 4 years ago, and they've kind of just stuck along because there's quite literally no other game that competes to BDO. And just right about now is when people are like, who have stuck around for too long are kind of just like, you know, we thought it was going to, I mean, even in Cho Nation's message, their quitting message was like, you know, we kind of, you know, knew it was over a while ago, but we kind of stuck around just, you know, maybe kind of thinking, hoping it would change, and it kind of didn't. And it's kind of like, I feel like it's just right around that time where people are kind of just feeling it, you know what I mean? They're everybody's dooming, and people are going to doom when negativity breeds negativity, and I think that's just kind of like the vibe that's going on right now. And we're kind of in a lull for the game. I'm not gonna lie, quality of life is not content, and we're sitting in this like kind of like mini drought. And then even when the Koreans got the new update, they didn't get all the content, so it's just a lot of reasons to kind of be upset, a lot of reasons to complain. But I think that it's, you know, it is a big deal, but it's not as big as the drama that's being played up as. So that's what I.
I think that you sound just like the commenters on some of my videos. I think that trying to say that the state of Black Desert is fine and it's basically business as usual and these are just normal people quitting is factually incorrect. I think that the Steam charts and every other demographic that you see for the game, their stock price, the Steam analytics, everything, is all declining. And then after hearing the United Nations podcast, hearing what Korea is saying about the game, seeing what console is doing about the game, or like what's going on with console and the rest of the regions, all confirming that essentially the game is less active than it has been in many, many years, would basically just disprove that. Content creators are always going to report on like what their audience and what their community is thinking. They're going to report on the general like feeling of the overall community. And if it was just one or two content creators, it would be one thing. But the content creators are just covering the story. Like, you can't blame the content creators for jumping on the story, because right now this is what there is to talk about. Like, the state of the game is horrible. The PvEers are upset. The PvPers are wildly upset, so much so that they're quitting. We have never seen a PvP decline like this in the game's history. Not since I've been in Node Wars have I ever seen this few Node Wars guilds. We had 6 guilds on both T1 regions, 12 total, okay? There's 18 total guilds if you include every single region of Node Wars. There were 18 total guilds doing Node Wars yesterday. EU only had 16. South America is basically completely dead. Asia is also almost completely dead. They're down at 18 too. Korea has 4 guilds participating in Node War. 4. Like, total guilds participating in Node War in the new system, which in fairness is exactly the same as it was before. So the take that we're going to get from Korea is, well, we can't go any lower. So it is what it is. But the rest of the world's hurting really bad, so it's no question. The PvPers are absolutely upset, and the squeaky wheel gets the grease. The people that are like, oh my god, they're yapping, they're just yappers. That's, yeah, PvPers like to complain. It's true. But it's not just the PvPers that are unhappy in this case. If you look at any community of people, we've seen 5 class discords shut down in the last month and a half. 5 class discords. And it's not because they're being picked back up. It's because they're just retiring. They're saying like, guys, it's cooked. We're done. And then this morning, the console Velia in community also retired. So the console community Discord is now retired as well. This has never happened in the game's history before. No matter how many times people have doomed, people always doom about the game. Blonde, you're not wrong. People doom about the game. Yeah, it's frustrating. People can put out negative content. Oh my God, BDO is going to die, blah, blah, blah. But like, you could always shrug it off. Well, now all of the warning signs are there. And with Throne and Liberty right around the corner, the CEO leaving the company on top of it, you have to admit people are concerned, Blonde. Jay, I'm curious. Okay, I'll let Blonde retort a little bit, and then we'll let Jay talk.
Sure, I don't disagree. The CEO leaving doesn't look good. I mean, you and I literally just met her the other, you know, few months ago, and we were like, yeah, let's party it up, and then all of a sudden we're leaving the company. I'm not going to lie, that looks bad, but I don't know. I think that's just a money thing, you know? You're in a successful company, you're progressing for a few years, and then all of a sudden they're like, hey, like, we're looking for someone that's had a successful game, and they probably offered her a lot of money. I'm not going to lie, that's probably all that is. I don't think that's anything where the PANA team dev is like, oh man, this is a crashing ship. I gotta go all. I'm sure it looks like that when we like look at the numbers and stuff, and you could probably quantify it in some type of way, but I don't think that's all what it is.
You're looking at it incorrectly. It's not why she left Perilibus that is concerning. It's the fact that she knows all of Perilibus's weaknesses. Why do you think that she was hired at NCSoft? Of course she was hired. Of course it's more money. It's a lateral move. She got offered more money. She went over there. But like, the thing that's concerning about JJ working at NCSoft is that she knows all of Perilibus's weak points, and that's the primary competitor, right? So when NCSoft asks her, how can we go after the Black Desert's Western market, which is where Black Desert makes most of its money? Let's be honest, Throne and Liberty is not a successful game in Korea, but neither is Black Desert, okay? As far as successful games go, BDO is not very successful in Korea when you compare it to some of the other
Disagree with your logic at all. Logically, it makes sense, but I don't think any other game can appeal to the BDO market because of the style of game and combat is what the main appeal is. I mean, I think that's why, back to some of the initial stuff, is like, that's why people have stuck around for so long, even though they've said a million times over the last straw on the camel's back was like forever ago, but people stuck around because there's quite literally nothing better or nothing even close to BDO. I think that's just the way it is. I think that even if she's to go to NCSoft and give them all the trade secrets, it's not going to change the combat style of the game that's going to make people go to that game. But, and I think it's just, I think again, it's just an overwhelming feeling where people are seeing other feedback, and so people are going to speak their true feelings and negative. I mean, just with social media and everything, negativity breeds negativity. People are going to pile on top of it. And although I agree with, I understand what you're saying, where it's like, well, everybody's speaking up. Well, this is wrong. This is bad. This is, I don't know. I just think it's like the right time. You have all these right ingredients of like, we've been in a content drought for 9+ months because we haven't received anything since Ulaquita, because I don't consider Quality of Life nor Debo Rings a quality update. And then looking at the looming content, you're looking at the new weapons coming out. Okay, we get the new weapons just like KR, and then we go back to grinding the same old spots. People are absolutely dooming for the next year, because unless we see something brand new other than the team fighting cool 5-man boss blitzes, yeah, it looks absolutely pathetic. It's insane.
Well,
I understand the concept, but you're looking at only a very specific portion of players. You're looking at players that are at the end game, and you're looking at players that are only kind of listening to end game players. If you're looking at almost a ton of brand new players or people in the mid game, they're still enjoying the grind. I've talked to many different players where they're still enjoying the grind, they're liking the grind. Yeah, I mean, when you listen to end game players, look at their concerns for the game, your kind of concerns kind of get melded into those as well. So you're like, well, I am kind of upset about this and that, but I don't know. I think there's a large base of PvE players that they've been catering to for a long time, and you know, sorry, PvP's been dead for a long time and it's been on its dying legs for years, and if you haven't seen that, then you're just blind. But the game's been catering specifically to a PvE audience like for literally a year plus now. It's probably been longer. Okay. But I don't know, I just 100% think that it's I understand that what I sound like is agreeing with you, but there's a specific player part of the player base that like none of these are concerns right now. Like people complaining about like the Debo grind and the Kron grind is a very, very 1% of the 1% of community, right?
Whoa, when you're looking at like a majority of bud. That's crazy. That was a hot take.
There's no way. What? When you're talking about the Debos, you're talking about each Tet Debo being like 50 to 80 plus billion, and then you having to grind 10,000 plus crons per click. That is not the majority of your player base. I know that might be what you
that
think
is the majority
of the player base, because
your player base.
You see that as the content creators, you see that as the YouTubers, you see that as a lot of players because you're in that sphere, but there is a massive amount of gamers that are nowhere near that, they're in the mid game, plus they don't care about that.
Okay.
Just saying. I think obviously in this sphere we're
the only people
wrapped up in that for sure.
Blonde, the only people that are not unhappy with the game are the new players. And I'll give that to you. Because the new players, everything's new. There's all new content. I don't have to worry about it. Right? And like the gearing system in the game early on is diverse and fun and there's options, right? But like and so new players are not complaining. If anything, the new players are like, damn, bro, everybody all upset, bro. I'm kind of having a good time with it, you know? Like, that is true. But, like, that will always be true. Because whenever there's a new player, they're just interested in playing the game for, like, the game, right? Not as interested in, like, what it looks like long-term or what they're going to have to do for the next year, right? I will argue that the mid-game grinding is pathetic. Mid-game grind is orcs, okay? And there are absolutely people that complain about this. The only spot that people feel like they can grind at in the mid-game is orcs. It's obnoxious. Are there options? Yes, they're just going to be lower money, right? But like, so like the mid game, my computer wants to sleep. Okay, there we go. So the mid game, there are absolutely some complainers, but saying that the only people dooming about the game that are the like Debo grinders and like your end game players, well, those are your veteran players. You understand that that's like ends up being the lion's share of your community. So like if those players really liked like the old school Black Desert, which is why Throne and Liberty is such a good look for them. Like they're looking at Throne and Liberty like it's what BDO used to be. Their combat is not as good. Everybody acknowledges that. But there are PvP systems where you have to work together as a guild, and you get all that beef between guilds, and people are constantly arguing with each other and all that stuff. That what PvPers want, it's in Throne and Liberty. People want that. And that will occupy them for a month or two. Okay? But they're not just necessarily going to come right back to Black Desert. And even if they do, it'll only be a smaller portion if we continue on this current path. Constantly saying, well, it only applies to the end game of end game PvPers. Oh, yeah, we're the only ones that don't have anything to do for the next year. Okay, well, yeah, we're the players that are important, okay? Like, yeah, the new players are extremely important, but they've done a lot for the new players are happy. They're not the ones that they need to appeal to right now. We're the ones that they need to appeal to. These quality of life changes were great and everything, but for the next year, you need to understand, Korea's feedback in the UN podcast was, guys, we got the sovereign weapons and we finished the content in 2 days. Everything in Land of the Morning Light and the sovereign weapons, everyone was done in 2 days. And they have nothing to do for the next, God knows how long, until the next content releases. That's the problem. PvE endgame, total joke. The amount of people complaining about the Debereka grind is more than it's ever been. Do you know why? It's the same reason that the marketplace is a complete disaster right now. Worldwide. It's not just the North American marketplace. It's everyone's marketplace, Bond. It was brought up by Korea. In Korea, it's even worse than here, okay? Because everyone only feels like they can build Debereka's. Every single other accessory in the game becomes useless. They're just completely useless. You have to have at least 3 Debos or you're irrelevant. Then you can, maybe I'll build some accuracy, right? Or maybe I'll build some evasion, or maybe I'll put some DR on. But everybody needs at least 3 Debos. In most cases, you're going to need 5, the 5 set of Debos. That's the only progression path to go. And you reach this more quickly than ever. They hand you a Pen Black Star. You're basically handed 620 gear score out the gate nowadays for free. If you just finish your adventure logs, you play for a week or two, boom, 620 gear score. Easy peasy, right? And then you just conference your way up and then you're at Dead Gods. And now you're starting to look at Pen accessories and you're like, well, I should probably just get Tet Debos, and you're immediately into that Debo grind. You're immediately into that Cronstone grind because you're croning your Dead Gods. You're croning your Debos, and that happens a lot faster than you think. So player retention beyond a month, okay, beyond the new players into the mid game, they're already in need of Cronstones, okay? And it doesn't get any better into the late game. The late game players have been completely left out to dry at this point, and they're obviously the ones that are the most upset about this. But like, when the late game, end game players are really upset and we're the ones complaining, if you don't complain because your end game is bad, okay, the end game stays bad, and then all those early game, mid game players, they all just stop playing. And all the end game players stop playing, okay? And you end up overall with a much, much lower player base than you had to begin with. And you don't have a sustainable game long term. Jay, I'm curious what your thoughts are on this. You haven't even gotten to speak yet. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. Go off. But yeah, so for me, I think most people know that I'm someone who's usually very positive about the game, someone who advocates for the game. But yeah, right now, I'm not really the most motivated to play the game right now. And people who have been following me have noticed that I've been spending the majority of my time of my streams the past week playing a different game. There was actually a moment where I was ending my stream and I was playing Path of Exile, and I went to raid Liger, who was playing some Hearthstone, and when I raided him, he was like, "Oh, you're." He was saying he was surprised that I wasn't playing BDO, and Kerr was there. Kerr, we know Kerr, we love Kerr. Kerr was in Liger stream at the time, and Kerr was like, "Oh man, if Jaekoon is playing a different game than BDO, then BDO is truly dead." And I was like, "Oh shit, did I kill BDO?"
There it is. Jay is the most mellow. Doesn't give a crap about PvP. Jay, you don't care about PvP. You don't care about life skilling. You will grind in circles for the sake of grinding in circles. You don't care, right? I got that. Get the extra 2 gear score. Oh yeah. You know, like that's it. You eat that up. And if there's nothing for Jay to do, and Jay's like, man, I guess I have to go play another game.
Yeah, there hasn't been any like new innovation for the game in a long time. It's kind of just been the same gameplay loop for the last few years, and You know, I always love talking to my chat and theory crafting my chat about new and fun mechanics. And then whenever they do, you know, do class balance changes or add grind spots, it's still the same thing over and over. It's just items with just more static stats, nothing that really like changes the way, you know, the class feels or anything like that, just to keep it fresh and new. It's just, yeah, I don't know how else to explain it. It's just it's boring.
Yeah. And when you before in the past, it was business as usual, right? It's like Blonde, to address the part of your argument that said that, like, well, people were thinking about quitting years ago, but they kind of stayed with it, you know, for those. But that's how we all are. At all points in time, we are all in a perpetual state of we could just quit the game tomorrow, but we don't, because, well, our friends are playing, the content is good enough that we stay, right? Well, the reason that it's all coming to a point now, you see guilds like Cho Nation, Barcode, Isolated, Ventus, every single PvP guild just on a just dying, just retiring outright, and all of the other guilds too, and the overall player base declining very rapidly, is because the content is not good enough for you to stay anymore. Your friends are leaving the game, and now it's time for you to leave too. That's what we're seeing kind of across the board. So, Blonde, go ahead. I didn't mean to not let you talk before.
No,
I didn't
want
to give Jay a chance to address.
Listen, I want to hear your full and valid opinion. Okay. At any point, if the game is ever catering to me or Jay, as much as we love BDO and we love to grind, I feel like if the game is catering to us, there is a problem. I'm not going to lie. For a long time, while catching up in the game or getting to end game, I don't know. I think that there's no way, shape, or form the game should ever be catering to me or Jay. Although I do agree, and I don't think PA is like the holy company who can do no wrong. Trust me, I have plenty of criticism for that. But if we're talking specifically about the stuff we've been talking about tonight, I don't know. I don't necessarily agree with everything stated. I think that, yeah, 100%, when we're talking about PvE or content updates or variations of PvE content, something that's like actually exciting, innovating, whatever, totally. If that's the criticism we're gonna go with, yeah, I'm on board. Yeah, the PvE is garbage. I want 50 other game modes where we can do so much more stuff. But specifically, we're talking about the doomerism specifically right now with a majority of the PvP community who has definitely, like I said earlier, stuck around for way too long in this game. The last straw on the camel's back was years ago, and they've stuck with the game because they literally have nothing better to do. I think quite literally we're at a point where so many people are just kind of at that breaking point, even years after, where they're like really, really done. They totally thought that the January update where they were going to fix classes was going to come, and that didn't come. And they've said that the year before, and the year before that, and the year before that. I feel like, you know, 3, 4, 5 years later, people are now just like, I actually don't think they're going to do it. You know, I really don't think they're going to actually fix it this fifth time they've promised to fix it. And I just think that's what's breaking it. Right now, obviously, the class balance for how unrealistically tanky some classes are right now is quite literally the breaking point. I mean, the month of AOS, it feels like was almost like an inside plant to get players that PvP so much to actually want to quit the game because of how insane it was that only the top ended up being Zerkers. I feel like... I actually think it's like an inside plant where PA is trying to actually kill their PvP player base so they can promote constant and only new and mid game progression for their PvE content, which I think is at a good state right now. I don't think the end game is great, and I think it could be better, but right now they just want people to come into the game, get some gear and chill, get their free Black Star, get their free horse, and have fun. And I think that that's their complete and entire target audience. I don't think players like me and Jay are spending enough money for it to matter or to look at their pocketbooks or anything. And I think that PvP players don't spend any money. I mean, I've seen countless times where your PvP players are logging in and doing daily node wars. They'll log in for Siege, maybe they'll log in for the AOS season, and they're not spending any money. And although I would agree it would be nice if PA would maybe cater to those people, maybe target those people and actually balance the game, but it's been years of not getting exactly what you've asked for. They've asked us to put in forms. They ask us to put in tickets. They ask us to give feedback. You've given it every time. You've given it every year, every month, every day. You've played this game nonstop, and PA's not listening. And it's, like, insane that, like... like, now we're feeling like, man, they really aren't listening. This is insane. I think we're all just fed up with it. It's like, what happened a year ago and a year and a year and a year ago before that? Like, this is just the point where everybody's seeing everybody complain, and I think it's just Doomer feeding onto Doomer, like 100%. I think PA has an entire intention for the design of their game, and if you haven't seen the direction it's going, then you're just blind. I've said it multiple times over and over again where PA is making the game a very particular way. They're catering to a very particular they're catering to a very particular audience, and I get that you're upset, and that's totally fine. That's totally valid. I get if you're upset. Like, there's been times that I've been really upset with PA, but it's insane if you're just going to continue to be blind and not see it. You're totally valid for being upset for what it is, but being surprised, being like, this is insane, they got to change it. Wake up.
Okay.
Wake up.
So, 2 points. First point. So yesterday on the United Nations podcast, we talked about, you know, it was like a 3.5 hour podcast. 3.5 hours long. Do you know how long we talked about PvP for?
Probably a very small portion.
Yep. Do you know how much we talked about PvE and progression for?
Listen.
No.
A long time. No, a majority of the time, probably.
The majority of the time.
Because the innovation in PvE sucks.
Hold on, Blon. Your entire argument is based on the fact these PvPers, they're the devil. These PvPers, they're stupid.
I'm just going off of the feedback
I've seen. These PvPers, they're crazy, right? It's not the PvPers. That's not who's complaining. The entire podcast, almost the entire podcast, was the PvEers, the progression players, and the life skillers that are all completely upset with the direction of the game. Like, so, like, the argument that, like, oh, it's these PvPers that should have quit years ago, blah, 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 blah. Then you said that the game should not be catered towards you and Jay. I think that we can all agree that you and Jay are PvE players pretty exclusively, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so the game should not be catered towards PvE players exclusively.
Hold on. To top 1% of the 1%, we have everything in the game, and we're going to continue to grind anyways.
Yeah, but
there's a very big difference between.
PvEers are the same thing across the board.
I completely disagree.
Whether they're grinding at orcs or they're grinding at Dekia Ash, that PvEers have the same mentality. I'm going to keep grinding.
Disagree.
No matter what happens, I'm going to keep grinding. Let Blon talk. I just let him talk for 10 minutes.
I'm sorry. I just completely disagree with your with the statement. I'll let you keep going, but I'm going to just write it down so we can address it later.
Okay.
You keep going, I'll write it down.
You guys are PvEers, okay? PvEers in general should not have the game catered toward them, which is wrong, in my opinion. I actually think that moving in more of a PvE direction for the game is a W change for the game. I think that catering more towards someone like Jay, who will literally just sit there and grind whatever grind zone he has to forever, is a good thing. Because those players are very loyal, and they don't, like, it's just good, right? There's a lot more of those players than there are of any other player in Black Desert. The players who just log in, and they just grind for the sake of grinding, wherever their gear is, whether they're 620 or 720. And that's just kind of how it is, okay? But, like, you said the game shouldn't be catered towards people like you and Jay, okay? But, like, it's obvious, and then you called people stupid that couldn't see the direction of the game was headed in years ago, months ago, when they got rid of, like, one-sided decks and they made all these changes. But, like, then you say it's not supposed to be catered. So clearly they were moving in a PvE direction, okay? And you say it shouldn't be catered towards endgame PvEers or just PvEers in general, okay? But then you call people stupid that don't see that it's headed in a PvE direction. Like, you got to make up your mind. You can't call people stupid for not seeing that it's headed in a PvE direction and then say they shouldn't make it about PvEers or endgame PvEers. If they're going to make the game about PvE, that means they have to have good endgame PvE. Here's the question that every PvEer asks when they start a PvE game. What's the endgame PvE in that game look like? Okay? That's every single player that starts the game with no intention of PvP is always going to be like, okay, well, what is there to do at the end game for PvE? Okay, right now, nothing. That's why Jay's playing another game. We have nothing. That's why PvEers aren't happy, okay? Because they're grinding in circles, and they don't really feel that they can go grind in circles at the next grind zone. That's the brutal truth. There's not even another grind zone to go grind in circles at. Like, that's kind of where we're at. Like, we should probably let Jay talk and then Blonde go again.
I agree. No, I agree. I agree with that last statement. go ahead, Jay. So, what's your thoughts? Yeah,
I mean, I do, you know, I am somebody who has gear cap, and someone has asked me before in the past, like, oh, what continues you to motivate? Well, sorry, I don't know how to speak English. What continues you to keep playing the game, right? What motivates you to keep going, right, after I've already reached a gear cap? And I'm like, you know, future content. And then I couldn't say much after that. And that was the end of my statement. And yeah, it's just, I do think that, you know, we all have like a vision of how BDO wants, you know, we want BDO to be, right? Blonde wants the game, or Blonde is saying that the direction of the game is catering more to the newer players and, you know, the people coming in. And I do think that new players are important, but, you know, as me, as a veteran player, I mean, if the game's also not catering to, I guess I'm trying to play it like both sides and try to stay on the fence, but listen, I want
speak your truth feeling, Jade. You don't have to sit on the fence. You can go all in, man.
Well,
I'm not going
to
judge.
Them to also
Jay,
cater to me. Okay?
I want you to speak from your heart.
Jay, Blonde and I are carrying the engagement on this podcast right now. I just want you to be honest.
I want you to go into blood sports mode.
Yes. God. Jay, take a stance.
Okay. Well, I do want the game, I do want the company to cater to me as a veteran player, as somebody who has all the gear in the world so that I could use my gear for something. I want content for me, and there's no content for me. And so if there's no content for me, I'm going to go play another game as content. Okay.
True. Oh my God. True. Dude, that's why I'm not even logged into BDO right now. That's crazy.
You're not even logged in, Blood?
I haven't AFK logged in this game in like a week, bro. BDO is boring. BDO
and you're
sucks
arguing
for any game
with
player.
Me that there's nothing wrong?
Yeah, I am. I'm okay with the game not catering to the top 1% of the 1%, because I know I'm not the target audience, and I've accepted that.
Blonde, your entire argument just fell into the dumpster.
No, hold on.
Your entire
Listen,
argument
my,
just
no, no,
fell
no.
away.
I can explain. Like, my argument's valid, okay? If our current concern is about the doomerism of BDO and like the players being upset, players quitting, the constant criticism, all my stuff is still valid, 100%. But when it comes to quality, if we're going to talk about actually putting out quality PvE content that Jay and I, and honestly, anybody could enjoy, I 100% agree that that should be fundamentally changed.
You're unhappy
I don't
with the
think...
game.
Listen,
you're unhappy with the game. You are.
My,
say it.
My
you're
personal opinion is
Blonde,
invalid.
One
as
of
a
us,
person
one
who's
of
gear
us,
capped.
One of us. One
hold
of
on.
Us.
Hold on. Listen. Listen. As a person who's fully gear capped, who has every treasure item in the game, even gains in rare treasures that no one else in the world has, as one of those, you know, prestigious players, I don't think the game should be catering to me. It never should. I'm not making the company money. Now, I do agree that content creators... Hold on. I do agree that... Hold on. I don't have the null. Okay, come on. Don't troll chat. I do agree that content creators are one of the sole focuses that... Not that I think PA should be catering to content creators. However, we are the people that make content that pulls people into the game. I can't count how many people have come to my chat and be like, is BDO a good game? Is it a good time to play BDO? And I'm like, yeah, it's a great time to play BDO. XYZ list of 50 million reasons
I've
of why there's a million things
hundreds
to do
of thousands of dollars
right. I'm not disagreeing with that, but when I'm talking
I'm
about specifically the no I don't disagree with you either. I think that every content creator has made PA what it is today on top of everything else of their game, because the game is not gonna lie, it's not what it was before, and it's not in a very good particular direction if you liked what it was before anyways. But if we're gonna talk about like the variation of PvE content and how it can improve in a million different ways, listen, I got endless criticism about that, but that wasn't the initial statements. The initial statements and criticism that we're talking about and that's what I thought was the constant doomerism and the players that are constantly kind of fed up and last straw on the camel's back for a lot of PvPers, Node Wars, people in AOS, people that are like, bro, the balance is never going to change, this is never going to get fixed.
They
and
stuck
like,
with it longer
done.
Than you did.
Listen, you know, I got gift capped. What am I supposed to do? Jay is literally not playing either. We're tired of grinding circles. We've gotten every gain, and I'm not going to lie, sitting there
but
and grinding.
But that was never a problem before, Blon. Listen, this is my point. That was never a problem
sure,
before.
No. That was never a problem before because Jay and I were never at the point where we are. We've never had a gap in
content so long.
I'm dead serious. I one-tapped all my debos last summer, okay? That accelerated me by at least a year to two game time. What did it take by Septimus a whole year to grind the belts, and that didn't even hit pen on it, and then he had to grind a whole another 6 months to a year to get it. Okay, like it's unrealistic, right? Which is fine. I got incredibly lucky and there ain't no problem with that, and I don't want the game to cater to me. If the game is catering to the guy that one taps all of his debos and then he's looking for more content because he's bored, there's a problem there, and I don't think that should ever be looking at me to be like, wow, we really need to find some more content for Blombear to do. I do think that PA can make content like what's coming with the future content, Lommel 2, where we have these group based fights that are guild based, where you can do them together, you can have fun with your group. I think that there's room for that, and it sucks that we don't have that yet, and it sucks that we have to wait so long. I don't think like a whole year of waiting for that is kind of like insane, but like, you know, that's a whole different conversation. We're going to talk about the PV balance. I could go on and on about how PA's absolutely failed their end game player base, and then and in the future will fail their mid to early game player base by not having content ready for them, because
if we're talking about
the PvE content cycles and stuff like that, that's fine. I'm specifically addressing the constant doomerism of the PvP community and not being aware of the direction.
Blum, that's exactly what the doomers are saying. Because you're failing your end game players, you are eventually going to fail your mid game players, and the early game players have nothing to join the game for, so everyone stops playing.
True. I've seen that criticism, although I still do think BDO has something rewarding to offer to new players and mid-game players. I don't necessarily agree that looking forward to endgame is like this thing where it's like, oh man, it's gonna get so good at the end game, because BDO has never been, oh man, once I can grind Olens, I'm gonna have so much more fun. That's not the real thing, and it's just not where any player's mindset should be, right? The fun of the journey is like after you get your quest done, after you get your initial gear, the entire progression, getting your Tri and Ted upgrades, getting into like that early mid to end game, I think is like the actual real meat of the game. It's like that real grinding. Getting your first few treasures is like really good.
Let me ask you something, Bon. If the early and the mid game grind is so good, why don't you just start over and do it again?
I'm just not that kind of player. I'm not going to lie. I've seen people do this thing where they start over on EU or they make an Iron Man or whatever. I just don't care about it. I'm 100%. I'm not going to disagree. I'm 100% attached to my current character, all the treasures I've grinded, whatever. I mean, it took me 4 years nonstop to grind the Merchant Ring.
It was so much fun doing the journals, wasn't it? You want to go search
I do
those.
Like the journals. I
you
actually
like,
do like the journals, unironically.
You like the Dokebi chest, too, didn't you?
Unironically like the Dokebi. Yeah, I do. I'm unironically, I do like that stuff. Because it's a fun moment to get your friends around, follow a guide, and you're all just running around being silly. Like, you can turn that into a fun moment. It's the negative mindset that kills that for you. If you're looking forward to it and you're thinking, oh, God, I'm going to have to run around for 5 hours finding random chests on this island. It's going to be so miserable. It's about the mindset. If you get your mind ready for that kind of stuff, you're not going to be defeated by it, but people are weak mental. That's the problem. And I'm saying that as an end game grinder, bro. There's
this is a video game. You shouldn't have to have a strong mental to want to play the video game.
Dude, if you're playing a game where you're going to grind thousands of hours in a circle, if you don't have a strong mental, I don't think this is the game for you, bro. The gameplay is fun, but it's only going to be fun for the first few thousand hours, not the next 8,000 hours. Well, like, you're insane if you think it's going to be fun the whole time.
I've met some of the people that have the weakest mentals I've ever seen in my life playing Black Desert Online, grinding for thousands of hours.
Okay. Listen, what used to motivate them was the fact that they could grind and get gear for PvP and be good at PvP one day. And did that happen? Not a shot. Not a chance, bro. Because that shit has never mattered. What mattered is that you actually put effort into learning PvP and learning your abilities and learning your skill rotations. That was more important than anything. And then they 100% I didn't, but subconsciously I totally thought I was going to go for it. In my mind I was like, dude, one day I'm going to PvP, one day I'm going to dominate. It's going to be insane one day, and I got full pen and everything, and then I didn't freaking care, bro. None of it fucking mattered, bro. I do think that that subconsciously messes with players. The fact that we've basically made PvP not a gear-based thing, and it ends up being like a every tier node war is like all gear match. Then you have AOS that's gear match. So there's no reason to really subconsciously grind anymore. I do think that like subconsciously affects players. Where like in my mind, I was always like, oh, I'm gonna get geared one day, so that what you know when some dude ganks me, they're gonna be surprised when they can't kill me. But what ended up mattering was the class that I played more than the gear that I had, which I think is totally an upset balance issue with PA, and I think that they're really stupid about messing up the game that way. But you know, one day I thought, oh man, I'm gonna be a full pen insane gear, and then I still get one shot by a Nova at 301 AP with a Nuver, and I was like, this game's stupid, I don't care about this stuff anymore, bro.
Well, I'll let you have the last word on that. I will say that turning the corner off of all of the doomers, there have been a lot of doomers, but like turning the corner off that, we're really hoping that the developers address the issues that we have with the game. And if they do, I think that everybody will kind of just go, like everybody at this point would come back and they would play. At least most of the players would come back and they would play and they would have a good time. I think that it's absolutely salvageable at this point. However, I do feel that if the developers do not address the fundamental problems with the game will continue to decline to a state that, well, we see console in currently. Where like, you just don't have...
I agree with you there.
Okay, well, Blonde, that's why we're all doing.
If we want to talk about actual PvE
Blonde,
content,
you can't argue
truly...
with me for 40 minutes hold on. And then agree Listen. With me at the very end.
Hold on. I'm going to disagree with all the doomerism and the PvP stuff. If you're upset about that direction, you haven't been paying attention. However, if we're going to talk about the actual PvE content and the lack of development and the lack of changing it up,
Blonde,
the lack of
dooming.
Group grind spots.
Blonde,
no,
don't,
I'm
don't
not dooming
look.
At all.
Blonde,
this is valid.
Caught.
No,
Everybody
this
caught.
Is
we
valid criticism. Hold on. This is valid criticism. Go ahead and ask Jay. Hey, Jay, wouldn't it be nice if we had maybe more group grind spots, or maybe if it was different than just running in a circle?
I would
maybe
love some more
like,
group grind
like
spots.
Like actually,
yeah.
actually, like maybe like we had a thing where you kill like 100 mobs and then a boss spawns and do some cool mechanics based around that. Wouldn't that be like really cool if we just had, you know, something else to do than run in a circle? Like, I think that'd be cool. I'm not talking about how garbage BDO is. I'm not talking about how the game's dying. I'm not talking about this. I'm not going to do this and that.
But Blonde, you
I'm
literally
just
said if it continues on this path, the game will die, right? And all of us are just recognizing exactly what you just said.
Listen,
yes.
I recognize this years
that.
Ago, bro.
But
this
the
ain't,
difference...
this, maybe it's because I've accepted this forever ago when PA received tons and
no.
tons of criticism.
No.
And we've constantly brought up stuff to them, and we've constantly put in forum posts and tickets, and they still don't listen. I know PA does not care, nor do they want to listen to us. They want to make the game that they want to make. They have probably specific KR investors that are like wanting the game to be this weird PvE mode and get rid of all the gankers and grinders and PvPers so they can actually just go grind in a circle. Legit, I think that must be what it is, because it's insane that they've stuck with the path they've done for so long.
I
think that's 100%.
I'm putting Blonde Bear's face on the thumbnail, big bold letters, Doomer. Okay, like the... I'm just
speaking the truth. There ain't no doom about this. I'm not predicting. I'm not doing anything but speaking
yeah,
the
truth. Yeah.
This is exactly what's happening. And if
yes,
you're,
it
again,
is!
If you're
you,
surprised...
Blonde.
If you're surprised, it's your own fault. You should have seen this coming forever ago. PA has been headed in a particular direction. They say, provide feedback in the forums, provide tickets, give us feedback. And we have to ask the Koreans to post in-ven posts just to get actual things addressed that have been bugged with the game for so long, okay? I've been there while we've provided feedback for years, and it hasn't changed. And again, I'm not dooming, I'm just speaking the truth. If you're surprised,
one of us.
If you are surprised, it is your fault. I'm not surprised. If PA wants to tank their company, that's their decision. I'm not doomering. I'm just speaking the truth. It is what it is. Yeah. I can't say anything more about it. PA wants to kill their company because they want to cater to a specific player base. They want to make as much money as they can while they print out Crimson Desert, Doke V, Plan 8, and then create BDO 2.0 whenever this game is done. This is going to be a farmer game where you just sit there and grind in circles. PvP is going to die. You can't gank people or do anything. They want to kill it.
Okay,
it's
so
just the truth. I don't
Blonde,
care. I'm not upset.
What you just said, that is all doomer talk. But here's the thing, Blonde. The reason people doom about a game is because that's how you get change. The squeaky wheel gets the grease. God, Blonde, if the game is headed in a bad direction and you don't say anything,
Blue.
You get a bad game, Blonde. The
Blue.
Difference between me and you, I'm
Blue.
The one
I know
that,
we
I will I refuse Blue. To let the game go down a path without at least trying to do something about it. And
Blue.
If I've tried everything I can do and I exhaust it and the game still goes to garbage, well, at least I can sleep
listen,
at night knowing
listen,
that I tried.
Blue. Listen, Blue. I know we've both been in the partner program a long time. I can't say anything that happens in that chat, but you know people have been providing feedback for this game. Hardcore.
Get
for
him, corruption.
A long
Get
time.
Him, corruption. NDA.
I'm just saying. I am saying what's in there, but I'm saying you know that we have all provided tons of feedback to get change with this game, and we know we trust the NAEU PA team partner program to provide that feedback.
That's
and they've said countless times that they've sent information to them, and PA continues to not listen.
That's different. Okay.
No,
content creators,
I completely disagree.
Creators and partners giving feedback on the game should be weighed reasonably with what the community is giving feedback about. In my personal opinion,
I think PA weighs it literally garbage. It goes straight from the printer to the shredder pile. Goes straight to the shredder pile.
Hold on. I think that they absolutely need to listen to the community first. If the partners should have to go through community forums to try to get what they want passed on the game, it shouldn't be partners trying to go behind closed doors, trying to give feedback about the game. No, it should be the community all unanimously saying, yeah, we want that, or no, we don't want that. That's what they should be listening to. So no, they shouldn't listen to the partner chat.
Yeah.
Right?
I completely agree. In a perfect world.
They shouldn't listen to the partner chat, right? They should listen to the partners when they put a post on the forums and they get like 3,000 upvotes like Choice did with the RBF thing. And like one of the things we talked about at the UN podcast is the fact that they don't listen to us. And I flat out said, there's people talking about boycotts. There's people talking about quitting the game. Like lots of people talking about quitting the game. We're talking about people leaving the game that have been playing for years. If you don't start listening to the West is going to stop playing the game. And the funny thing about that is we make up 70% of your market share. We pay your bills, right? So like if we quit the game, you're homeless. That's just how this works, right? So like we talked about all this last night. Blonde, you don't want to admit it, but you're right there with us. You don't want to admit it, but you are right there with us.
I've been there since the beginning, and I've already accepted it. I know my fate.
You
gave
up. And the rest of us are not ready to give up.
I don't know how after 5 years of constant feedback, you can't have given up. Thinking that this is the moment.
Because
finally,
I refuse
PA is gonna listen.
To give
Show
up
Nation
on
quit
a
the game. They're gonna
game
listen.
That
the
has changed in the my life.
The best guild in the world has finally quit. So now PA has to listen.
No.
Really?
I
really?
Refuse to give up on the
really?
Game and the community that changed my life. I
really?
Refuse. You gave up years ago. I refuse.
I haven't given up. I'm continuing to play the game. I'm just saying I know what PA is going to do. PA isn't going to do anything. They're going to provide a bunch of broken promises that they aren't going to keep. They're going to keep catering to the PvE player base that's in the mid game and early game, and they don't care about any of the end game or the PvPers. They actually despise you. It's insane that people don't know that PA absolutely despises PvPers. It's insane. Like I wish people would open their eyes, and if you just looked at the content updates over the last 5 years, you think PA likes you when you go gank someone in a grind spot? They want to delete you from the game. And if again you're surprised by that, you're delusional. I've accepted it because we've provided feedback since the beginning of this game when it started to change, and PA never listened. I've accepted it because PA will never listen, and I don't know why you guys think all of a sudden they will now that Cho Nation has quit. They will not.
But Blonde, you're an OG doomer calling the now doomers like idiots.
I'm calling you idiots because you haven't accepted it
you're
already.
You're a doomer
you
too.
Because if you're a new doomer, you're not looking at the last 5 years of content updates that have led
too.
To nothing of constant feedback where the game hasn't changed. So yeah, you are an idiot. Wake up, read your history, bro.
So Blonde, why are you on this podcast right now?
Listen, I'm on here because I love BDO.
Do you?
I do love BDO.
What game are you playing right now?
There ain't no game like BDO out there right now that provides that satisfaction, okay?
Jay, now that you're awake because we started yelling, what's your take here?
No, my take is that all I can say is that we definitely created some amazing content today. I love how
Jay's like, I'm here and I am contributing as part of this team.
He is. He's the cheerleader. I see him cheering on the sidelines. He's got his pom poms and everything.
Oh my god, I love it. Jay's like the React streamer in the corner, like, oh, this is fantastic. Oh, this is gonna be awesome. All right, so we haven't talked about anything that Jay wanted to because he's a loser.
That's okay. That's all right.
True.
Let's talk a little bit
more, to be honest.
Let's talk a little bit about Doso Awakening before we wrap up here. Oh my god. So Jay, why don't you talk a little about what's your thoughts on this picture here that we see here that the devs gave us?
Okay.
And your thoughts on this. Explain this for us.
No, yeah, so for me, I've always put aesthetics as the forefront reason for picking a class. And the art, like when I first saw it, like Doso Awakening is looking real good to me. Like I've always been into magic oriented classes. So I was surprised by myself for enjoying Doso Succession, because Doso Succession is not really a magic oriented class. Combat type, it is magic. But, you know, Doso Awakening seems to be leaning more in that direction. And so I might be fully sold on re-rolling to it. You know, I hope this class has some party utility. I've always been a big proponent for, you know, including abilities for classes that incentivize grouping up with other said class, you know, for Witch and Wizard. They got like speed spells, heals, a PA for Shy. She has her song buffs. You know, I don't think it has to be as strong as Shy buffs. It can be simpler. Like, you know, for Sorcerer, she has her Soul Shard AP buff. Tamer has her Haylong buff. Musa has a movement party buff. But yeah, I love having some form of support utility. Like if I had to borrow from World of Warcraft, each class had like a few party and raid utility abilities. Like priests had powered fortitude, which gave everybody like 5% more HP. Mages could conjure food, so you didn't have to worry about consumables. Rogues had a mass invisibility field for your party. Shamans could cast water walking, etc., etc. Some more useful, some less useful. But it all leans towards, you know, its class's themes. And for Doso, like if I had to think of something unique for Doso, you know, I would lean more towards his theme of being a Taoist priest. That's his translated name on the Global Labs. If people didn't know, they use like the translated name for classes on the Global Labs. Like for Meiwa, she's Plum Blossom. For Berserker, he's Giant. And for Witch, he's Location for some reason. And then for Doso, he's Taoist. Like a Taoist priest. And I did a little bit of research of what Taoism is, and there were mentions of like the forces of yin and yang. I feel like the shift Q for Doso, the Taeguk skill, does kind of look like a yin and yang. And they also like believe in some sort of like spiritual immortality. And so I'm like thinking, oh, what about an ability that prevents death? So this is what I was talking about, like innovation, right? Like something new, some sort of new mechanics and stuff like that. And so maybe like a buff that prevents going below 1 HP for a period of time, or something that lets you automatically res on spot, you know. Again, like I would love for BDO to innovate on more like class identities and abilities like that. You know, what I'm most worried for the class is the tiger, surprisingly. So the tiger that was featured in the concept art, you know, summon damage has always been something iffy, which how damage scaling works, right? And so I think they need to move from summon damage if they can't fix it. It's just I've always been trying my best to address it in a lot of our podcasts and stuff like that, but you know, again, they're as Blonde saying, they're not listening. And so maybe the best direction is to just move away from summon damage. And yeah, I mean, overall, I do think I'll be trying out the class. It seems like a class. I mean, I've always been into more aesthetic classes, and his concept art does make him look very aesthetic. So I might be rolling to it. So,
oh, really? I don't know. I totally got the opposite impression. I thought that, oh, he's got a tiger there, so he's going to be summon damage. He's going to be similar to like Witch Wizard, too, where he just sits there. He summons a tiger. He's going to summon another thing. He's going to summon a Dokubi. He's going to summon a bunch of magical creatures. That's what I totally thought it was going to be. That's what the way it looks like, right? Because is there anything in his lore or anything related to him that speaks tiger? Like I feel like that's just like one of the beasts, Kasangoon. They're featuring, and then everything else is just going to be classic, like, so like whatever it is.
It would be cool if they do introduce not just the tiger, but like all of the other like spiritual animals in Land of Morning Lake, like Imugi, Bonghuang the Phoenix, right? That would be kind of cool as his sort of theme.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Kind of like a beast master, kind of, you know.
Yeah, totally. That's what I think it seemed like. Yeah,
I did a deep dive, like breakdown into what was going on in the photo, and like zoomed in and snipped and like did all this stuff. Because usually when the developer sees a photo like that, there's definitely like they're like leaving little hints and stuff in there for you. And in this case, you can see the orbs orbiting around his left hand. It's the same orbs that are actually on the right-handed talisman, the little thing that he's holding. in his right hand there. They're the same orbs. And if you look at Tamer's skills, and like she's got her legendary beast stance, has I think 4 or 5 different stances that you can be in, and they represent almost kind of the same colors. Given the fact that he's got a tiger behind him, I would lean toward Blonde's thinking. I know that we can never agree on anything, but in this case, we agree. In this case, we absolutely agree. I think it's going to be a lot like Tamer. I think that we're looking at kind of more of a male Tamer take on it. He might still have that Taoist priest thing that you're talking about. That could still be a huge aspect of the class, but I think we are going to get like a pet summon, and I think it will be a lot of summon damage, which we all know how that goes.
Yeah. And okay, we always keep talking about like, oh, summon damage, blah, blah, blah. But just to recap for any viewers who don't understand what summon damage is like being like interacting, like just to recap it, it's basically summon damage is not connected to your class. It's like a different entity or object, right? That's doing the damage for you, right? That's, you know, summons, right? So it doesn't benefit from certain scaling stats such as special attack damage. So all of your bonuses from your crystals, like your corrupted magic crystals for crit damage or back attack, you know, stuff from like add-ons and stuff, down attack, all of that does not scale with summons. Bonuses from like, you know, any set bonuses to ignore resist is also another stat that it's not affecting your pet or summon. So if you have a summon that has a CC component like Wusa's flowers or Dosa's soldiers, right, when he uses the cloud general skill, soldier has a CC component that is not affected by ignore resist, so you just, you know, you basically don't CC them as much as often as you'd like. Damage scaling buffs from you know, grind mechanics such as the Gyphon color buffs, Ulaquita green damage buffs, Serandia Elvia and Calphian Elvia buffs. These are straight up multiplicative damage buffs, but because they're not connected to you, they don't get benefit from it. And so if BDO is going to introduce more mechanics that do not interact with summon damage, again, I think they just need to move away from summon damage if they can't do it. I don't know if it's intentional. Like, I've always thought it was like, oh, you know, they haven't figured it out yet, they're gonna fix it in the future, but right now I'm just thinking maybe it is intentional that they don't want to address it, I guess.
I would agree. I think that pet damage is kind of an L. I mean, I never thought them to actually do it again. Like, hey, you know what we've really had trouble balancing these last few years? Pet damage.
You know, listen, you know PA's never going to admit defeat. They're just going to release another one. Make you accept it. Beat you down until submission.
I've started accepting it.
It's not dooming, guys. That's not dooming. It's very important to understand. Dooming. It sounds like doomer talk.
It's just the truth.
It looks
we've provided
like
the feedback.
Talk, but not this dooming. Is not
it's
the truth. Dooming.
They just don't care.
That's not dooming.
Blobber is not a doomer, guys. He's a truther. Yeah.
They just
truther.
Don't care. I mean, accept it. Come on. It's just reality.
I love it. Okay, so looking forward, kind of at like, what do you guys think release date wise for the Dosa Awakening based on what they've told us so far?
November.
Oh man. Oh my god, bro. No, please. 3 months?
I'm thinking between
Succession and Awakening. Oh god.
Okay. I'm kind of thinking right after the Calphian Fall. They always seem to do that. They always seem to either release a new spec of a class, like,
God,
you know, Dosa
right.
and Wusa Awakening, or a new class,
December,
right?
Bro.
Yeah, it's that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Bro, he's right, man. He's absolutely right. They always release that shit with the ball. It's December. Blonde was actually the optimistic one. Jay's the doomer. Of all of us, Jay dooms the hardest. Oh man, that's rough. Okay, so one more topic I do want to cover because it's in the patch notes and it's interesting to talk about. Dekia level 2. What do you guys think about Dekia level 2 as a design choice? And like, kind of, what do you think about the stats of like the new artifacts and stuff? Blonde, we'll start with you.
So I hope that Dekia's Lantern Part 2 is not just the same grand spot with the higher numbers. That would be so boring.
Jason, you aren't talking. Video...
Huh? Oh, sorry, did I?
We'll start with you.
I want Jay to go first.
I go Blonde, we'll start with you. And then Jay just started talking.
I want Jay to really go first.
To talking about this. Sorry, my bad.
Go ahead, Jay.
Go ahead. Me? Okay. So I hope that it's, you know, blah, blah, it's not the same as your time. Okay, so I feel like BDO tends to develop the game and mechanics leading towards like permanent mechanics, which, you know, probably from an investment standpoint, I guess that makes sense, right? They want to make content and just keep it in the game. But I feel like BDO could really benefit a lot by experimenting with gameplay mechanics on a shorter term. And if the reception is positive, then make it part of the core game, right? And maybe I've just been playing a lot of Path of Exile too much, but they do this in Path of Exile where every 3 months they introduce this new mechanic. It's a new league. They've introduced mechanics like a tower defense mechanic, a roguelike mechanic, a city builder mechanic, and not everything comes back as part of the core game in the next season, but the ones that people enjoyed the most, it stayed or came back in the future as improved versions based on feedback of that season or league of Path of Exile. And I think BDO, again, really needs to innovate more right now because it's feeling a little stale to me, at least. And this is coming from someone, again, who's always Gamer. Advocating for the game.
You're such an idiot. We're not seeing it 2 years ago, Jay. Why would you not just quit then?
My bad. I was blind. My bad. Go ahead.
Sorry, Jay.
Blonde, your turn.
Anyway, no. As I was saying, I'm just kidding. Go ahead. Anyway, I just want to interrupt Blonde another time. Go ahead, Blonde.
I just think that Deku level 2 is not really exciting. AP caps and stuff have never been really like, ooh, I can't wait till I have a new AP cap to go for. Especially since we don't have the weapons, so it doesn't even really matter, so there's no hype around it. And it just being kind of like I said earlier, like the concept of like, oh, we got this new weapon, and then we're going to go back to the same spots we were grinding, is not really incentivizing, nor are the artifacts. I think that it's... you know, we got a PvP content balance update where everybody's really, really tanky, and then they kind of gave like what extended AP brackets, and then they counteract that with more tanky artifacts. So it's just like kind of weird. I don't really understand the purpose of the concept, especially since they changed some of the crystals to now give us like 700, 800 HP. So I don't really know who this is targeting and who asked for this and why. It's just kind of weird. I'm also not a fan of just taking the same content, just adding higher recs to it. I don't think that's really fun or exciting. I do like the concept of making more spots Dekia, like stuff like Miramach that I haven't been to since 3, 4, 5 years ago, and that's kind of cool. But unless like the mechanics or anything is really interesting, I'm just kind of like, whatever, I guess. Cool. I don't really care. So, kind of boring.
Well, yeah. I would completely agree because as a fellow Doomer, I feel... the same as Blonde. I feel like this is like the most low effort PvE bullshit content that they could have possibly given us. Like on the scale of like, yeah, this is good PvE content to like, this is literally the most low effort crap you could have given us to and still qualify it as new content. This is the lowest. This is as low as you get. We're literally talking about just taking the same mobs with the same mechanics, same everything, and making them slightly harder and grind and adding like new drop, right? It's horrible. It's a terrible design choice. It also shows, and this is part of the reason that Blonde leads the Doomer PvE discussion when he says that like the end game PvEers are not happy with the game. They're not. But, like as much as you want to say it shouldn't cater towards them, this is where we're headed. Like hitting Dekia and then having to go to Dekia 2, and that's not fun. It's not cool. That doesn't encourage you to want to play the game more. That's not fun. So, like, this is low effort garbage content. I hope they never do it again. Like, am I excited about the new artifacts? No. Because they have pity. There's like 100 pities you gotta get, and then you gotta get the thing again. It's the same design as the Kabuas. And like, again, we're talking about like best in slot PvE or PvP artifacts this time. And let's be honest, most people don't care about PvP anyway. This PvP is cooked right now. So, like, it's just rough. It's just kind of a rough take. All right, we are a little bit over time. But boy, what a hearty discussion that was, bro. The comment section on this video is going to go hard. This is going to be insane. There's going to be people hating me. There's going to be people hating Blonde. Jay didn't contribute to literally anything. But that's fine. I'm just kidding. We got you in at the end. We're fine. We're fine. It's everything's gonna be fine.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, let's do closing thoughts. We'll just start with Jay.
Okay, closing thoughts.
I was hoping Blonde would just start talking. I was hoping Blonde would just start.
Okay. Okay. Closing thoughts. Right now, it's feeling, the game's really feeling stale to me, and it feels like it's the same thing over and over. So I really hope that it does create new and innovative ways to enjoy BDO. But in the meantime, I'll be playing and enjoying other games until they do. And you can find me over at twitch.tv/shakenvtv before the T.
That's right, baby. We love him. And Blonde, where can people find you?
Catch me at twitch.tv/blondebear, where I'm not playing BDO. Waiting for something new to do. I'm bored as heck. And yeah, you can catch me playing in some old school RuneScape where the reward of grinding is actually rewarded and given to you.
No.
When you go and grind, you actually get something and then it unlocks newer content to do. So there's something cool and new and innovative to do.
We should podcast guild.
True. You know what we should make? We should make a group Iron Man for the Old Moon podcast. I agree. That would be sick.
And I would win that Iron Man. It's not even a question. Do you know why? Because neither of you are playing the game. I would literally destroy both of you. All three of us start an Iron Man account tomorrow.
An Iron Man and RuneScape? Really? You'd beat us?
Oh, that's interesting. No, I'm talking about BDO.
No, no, you said RuneScape. Okay, that's interesting. I'm excited for it.
No, we don't do Iron Man and RuneScape. Losers do that. I have a 4090 in my computer, Blonde. I'm not playing RuneScape.
That would be the best time to play RuneScape.
All right, let's talk about, very quickly before we end, favorite outfits. I'm gonna go first this time because you guys both steal mine every time. I'm taking this one right here because it reminds me of the old Kallus raid in Destiny 2. I know it's probably an Ivy take from Mortal Kombat, but yeah. Okay, so which ones do you guys like?
The bright neon green one.
I knew that Blonde was gonna take the low hanging fruit. It's not low because it's a shy.
I love it.
Yeah, Blonde loves children. Go ahead, Jay.
Yep. I love kids.
So to the right of the neon one, the tall woman with the purple.
No, that's me. No, I already took that one. See, I told you.
Oh, you took that one?
Yeah, that one's mine.
Okay. Okay.
You can have the homeless guy. You can have the homeless guy.
The homeless guy? Okay, I'll take the homeless guy. Yeah.
No, you'll probably like that guy. You can like this guy. I approve.
The guy with the graduation hat.
Yeah. Graduated from BDO. All right. Yeah. Okay, guys, you can always find the Old Moon podcast. I know that we kind of were out of a sync a little bit there for a while. Now that I'm more on a reasonable schedule and these two don't play the game at all anymore, we'll be definitely back on it in the next few weeks. But there's an Old Moon podcast typically every single week. It's Tuesday, Wednesday, usually, depending on what's going on with Blonde. It might happen on Thursday, is it Wednesday, Thursday? I forget.
Wednesday's good. Wednesday's good. It just would be probably Tuesday. So Tuesday, Wednesday, because of my rotating schedule. Yeah.
Right. At 8 p.m. Central, that's when the podcast starts. If you miss it, it's always on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, which is a lot of fun. And of course, it's up on my YouTube. And I think Jay occasionally posts it to his YouTube as well. So you can find it in all those areas. You can find their links in the video description down below. Make sure you comment, interact with the video. We use those comments to find out what we want to talk about the following week, and you might just hear your name mentioned. From all of us here at the Old Moon Podcast, have a great rest of the week.